We're going back to the origins of this podcast. The sequel to Hades, which won Game of the Year, all the awards, finally has been released in Early Access. This is Hades 2.
Good.
Not good enough.
We can but learn. And the greatest teacher is out there. Now go. Death to Kronos.
Death to Kronos.
And I'm so excited that I got sent it directly by Greg Cassavin, who we interviewed those years ago. And I said, you know, it would be great to be able to play Hades 2. And he went, here's four copies of it. Go and have fun.
Wow.
Such a cool guy. And I have to say, so it's like a hack and slasher. It's they call it like a rogue-like, where basically you go into a room, kill the baddies, go into another room, and it's all randomly generated.
Right, okay.
There's certain stop-off points on the way that are always the same. Like you might stop off and get a new bit of armor from a spider that's dangling from the ceiling. And right. Then you go on. It's all Greek mythology.
I was just about to say, what's the genre?
Hercules, Kronos.
Okay, cool.
All that sort of thing. Zeus, Hades. It's all that kind of vibe. In the first game, you play as a guy called Zagreus, who is the son of Hades. Okay. In this game, you play as a character. It's his sister called Melanoe.
It's like Greek housewives.
Yeah. Oh, 100%. And actually, the best thing about this game has always been the voice acting and the story that, yes, you go through these rooms and they can become a little bit repetitive, but every now and then they chuck in like a little special thing that happens. Like, every time you come back to life, you've got a little companion who says, oh, hey, how's it going? But like on the fifth time you die, the companion's not there. And you go, oh, where have they gone? And then on the 10th time, they come back where they give you a special something. You know, there's always little tweaks and bonuses that come round each time you die.
Right.
And you get more and more powerful, and eventually you go and kill Kronos, the Lord of Time, God of Time, I should say.
Oh.
The problem is slightly that it's not that different to Hades 1. It's got the same addictive gameplay. It's got the same kind of cool hack and slash weapons that you used in the first one. But like I say, if you didn't play Hades 1... just either start there or play this one. They're not really that different.
Do they look any different? Are they better graphics?
No, it's very similar graphically. The graphics were great in the first one, and this one's great. It runs super smoothly. This one's in early access, which means that they're doing updates all the time. But that was the same with the first game. They released that in early access, and it's so much fun. And that's why I've got to give it a 9 out of 10. Even though there's nothing massively new, it's like a whole new set of voice actors, a whole new set of characters, but it's the same overall vibe.
Right.
So okay. Hades 2 is out now. You can get it in early access on Steam. It's about £20 as well, so it's not that expensive for a game which the first one won all the awards.
I would have called it something different. Instead of Hades.
Well, they can't call it Melanoe, though.
Housewives of Mount Olympus.